I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we are very excited to welcome back to the studio a band. I don't think you guys have been here for a couple of years. Rich Madsen and the North Stars. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
And so I think the lineup has changed a little bit since last time you were here. You and Jermaine are still. Was Kyle with you last time you were here?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, we had Russell. So Kyle Westrick is on bass now. We've got Ryan Young on the violin.
All right. Well, you've got a new album out called Aeroplane Mode. I like how you spell it. Kind of the old-fangled way. Mm-hmm. And it's your 30th album, Rich, of bands that you've been in.
Yeah.
That must feel pretty great.
Yeah. I kind of took a tally, you know, somewhere over the last couple of months. I looked at all the releases. I'm like, you know, this is number 30 officially.
It's 8 that Rich and I have done together, too.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And that's mind-blowing. Wow. Where'd all the time go?
No kidding.
1 year.
Well, and we don't even want to get started on how many albums you've produced. Do you have any clue? If you had to, did you ever try and count that?
No.
All right. We won't
I'm
bother.
Not gonna try and count
we won't
that.
Strain our brains.
There's some that's partial and a little bit here and there, and yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's great to hear them on KUMD.
Oh, thanks. Well, we love playing your stuff. And congratulations, 30 albums. That's pretty cool. That's pretty darn cool.
Thank
and
you.
I'm pretty sure none of them were awful either. So
I like to think that.
Although there's probably some early ones I haven't heard, so I don't know. Well, the latest one I'm pretty sure is not awful. So what do you want to start with from that here?
We're gonna start with the second song on the album. It's a uplifting little number called Disappointed.
Disappointment in another day. Disappointment in the sky. Disappointed that it's not your play. Too afraid to be denied. If you could hear the songs we play through the speakers in your mind, it can only come from a dark place. Maybe poets dream
That is Rich Mattson and the North Stars live from Studio A, and one from their new album, Aeroplane Mode, that was called Disappointed. And looks like you wrote most of the albums, except for a couple that, Rich, except for a couple that you and Jermaine co-wrote, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that was one of them. Tell me about that one and what inspired that.
About that tune?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess just had a string of not-so-good days, maybe, and... Had to write a little song about it, but I had to keep it optimistic because I'm an optimistic person. Mm-hmm. So it kind of ends on a note where, you know, you got to keep trying, got to keep moving on.
And is that's probably a philosophy that has served you well in your music career and in life, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So you have changed things up. You actually just had an album out a year ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of
year ago.
This is kind of quick. Did you just have a whole batch of songs that you had already written, or what inspired that?
There were a couple of leftovers, and then there was I don't know. It was just kind of all of a sudden there were seven brand new tunes, and then Jermaine had one, and I don't know. It just kind of came together. We were able to get together and record, and then what's fun is after everybody leaves, I sit and tinker with it for a few months and get it all together.
Mm-hmm. And do you like that part?
It's fun, yeah.
We actually have been able to practice as a band, like, weekly lately, too. Not always everyone, but especially with Kyle and just the core, like, of our doing our writing and stuff. So we've been doing that a little bit more. If distance would allow us, Ryan would be there more. But, you know, it's just the way it goes. But that's helped, I think, write more because we've just been able to get together more.
What's cool is in this day and age, Ryan can email me his parts.
Nice. In the future.
Yep.
Magical.
He's got a studio, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a studio.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in this room was on the album. One person is missing, and you wrote just the nicest little tribute to your nephew, Curtis.
Yeah.
Who just had to leave the band. You want to talk about that, about having Curtis in the band? And
yeah, well, he's teaching kids right now in Stillwater, so he's not going to be up until tonight. But I saw his band, The Good Colonels, and, you know, I've been following. Of course, we've been pretty tight his whole life, and I've been giving him music forever. And I saw him with his band, and we were putting this North Stars band together, and I just was watching him and thinking, you know, I'm going to see if he wants to play drums with us because he's ready. He's really rocking here. And he was pretty excited about it, and we got him in the group, and
he definitely knows all of Rich's material.
Oh, yeah.
It's his uncle, after all.
Yeah. Right.
And he was going to college at the time in Duluth, and then eventually he got a job teaching in Hinckley, which was a little closer, I mean, than where he is now. And then that didn't work out so good, so he started looking for a new job this summer and wound up in Stillwater. So Keely Lane from my old band, Old Yeller, is going to be jumping in on the drums.
I saw that. That's right. So that's kind of fun that Keely can come
back.
Yeah,
he's in a place now where he can join in, and him and I have a good rapport, and it's going to be great.
Well, that's a lot of fun. Well, let's hear another tune. What do you guys want to do next?
We're going to do Looking for a Sign. It's a song that I wrote, started out writing, and then I got to the bridge, got a little stuck, and Rich jumped in and helped me finish it off.
2, 3, 4.
Through the window.
Rich Mattson and the North Stars live from Studio A, and one that Jermaine wrote, Looking for a Sign. So tell me about that one, Jermaine.
Well, I was just sitting around with my guitar, having some tea in the living room. I was hoping something would, you know, come into my mind. And I literally just sat there strumming that good old E chord and a little progression there. And out the window flew a little hummingbird, and not a lying, to the window. And I just was like, I'm looking for a sign. And I just started singing. And then that's kind of where that all sprouted from.
And the hummingbird was your little sign.
Yeah. I guess so.
That's cute. The last time that you two were here, or that this band was here, we were talking about Sparta and how people were moving out. So how have things changed in the last couple of years? Because leases were up and people had to leave. You were some of the few people that got to stay. Yep. What's it like now?
It just keeps getting freakier.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
how so?
I walk the dog around Sparta pretty much every day and just kind of watch those houses back there slowly rotting away. And every once in a while, there's someone parked over down the road, you know. What are they doing? I don't know.
Yeah, that's always a little interesting.
You know, so a lot of people drive through looking for junk or looking for stuff left behind because, I mean, if you wanted to build a shack or something, there's plenty of materials back there. But, hey.
It is really going back to nature, though, so we're seeing a lot more wildlife, which we appreciate, and we love to look back there and see more woods. And
yeah, you hear the coyotes back there screaming once in a while.
How quickly roads can narrow because of that, because they're not going to be any more plowed or they're not going to be maintained, so they just get skinnier and skinnier.
They're reclaimed by Mother Nature.
And you look out there and you're walking in the summer, and the grass, and you know what a wet summer it was this year. It's just like a jungle because everything is as tall as you. And if you see like a, you know, something coming through the grass, and you can barely see that a deer's head. That's how tall it is, mm-hmm. you know. And then it's like, oh, well, hi. So we got a lot of woodland friends hanging out a little more than usual.
You have new neighbors.
Right.
Maybe you miss your human neighbors, but you've got some new animal neighbors.
Yeah.
We're hoping to re-break our cross-country ski trail this winter, too.
Oh, that'll be nice. That'll be nice. So you got this album, and so you recorded this, of course, I'm assuming. Where did the name come from, Airplane Mode?
It's kind of a funny story. I go on the annual fishing opener up to Basswood Lake, and we always bring our guitars up there, me and a few buddies. And we were pulling up to the campsite, and the guy's like, hey, the band's here. I said, yeah, we're Airplane Mode. Because when you're up at the Boundary Waters, you put your phone on airplane mode just so that you can save your batteries and take a lot of pictures. And then I was like, Airplane Mode. That's kind of a cool album title. I like that. But then I changed it to A-E-R-O, plane, aeroplane, just to make it a little more antiquated and rustic, perhaps.
It's kind of a nice juxtaposition of that modern phrase with that older spelling.
Right. Yeah, this kind of means like checking out, you know. Yeah.
Well, and that makes sense because there's a beautiful picture at the Boundary Waters. So it's
that's Birch Lake. My friend Christopher David Hansen, who also has he's got a great band that I've recorded four albums with him, and he's got a drone, and he takes a lot of pictures early morning. He lives up on Birch Lake, and he takes a lot of pictures. And I saw one. I go, man, could I use that for the album cover? And he obliged.
That works out perfectly. We have time for one more tune. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
Well, this is a tune kind of about a little bit about our neighborhood, loosely about our neighborhood, and about mostly about just making friends and getting along with people. And it's called Walk Among You. Kind of missed the drums on this one, but hey, we'll make do. One, two, three, four. Well, I never met my neighbors, though they're right across the sea. Five little kids out playing, three or four McDonald's, and the freakers just pull them on a hop. I
taught me how to play. Sometimes he works nights, and sometimes he works days. And he stopped piling ammo. By now it's 50,000 rounds. Yes, I know how I'll be going. They walk among us, and they walk among you. I won't let them bother me. I'll try not to bother you. Way up in North Dakota, where the river runs so clean, they build tributaries and fill it up with gasoline. We went there with our teepee and we tried to make them stop. We quickly got our number by bullets, guns, and cops. You see, they walk among us, and we walk among you. Just be kind to your neighbor, it's not so hard to do. Can't you see, they walk among us, and we walk among them. Maybe everybody needs to take and have you sit in a chair. Well, we're out there in the store, buying what we need to keep us from seeing each other more. Yes, they really walk among us. Why, yes, they really do. And our blood is just as red, and our sky is just as blue.
Rich Matson and the North Stars live from Studio A and Walk Among You, and kind of a culture clash song there.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I try to bring people together.
Yeah. How do you do that? Is it hard to do sometimes?
Well, I send out a lot of Facebook invitations.
Come to my show. Everybody come together. Whatever
yeah,
your
get together.
Whatever your beliefs, just come to my show and you'll all feel great.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, share the love.
Mm-hmm. And again, Airplane Mode, Rich Matson's 30th project, CD, in his long and varied music career. And I just want to say, Rich, I've enjoyed, you know, from the Glenn Russells to Old Yeller to Tisdale's to everything you've done with Jermaine. Your music has been such a great part of my life here in Duluth, so thank you.
Thank you for everything that you do.
Yeah, and happy to have you guys back in. All right, well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood, Andrew Ressler, and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Thanks for listening.